Airstrikes by the Saudi Arabian-led coalition in the Yemeni capital Sana'a has killed dozens of pro-rebel forces. Reuters news agency says scores of civilians were among the casualties along the Saudi-Yemen border. Thousands have died since a regional Air Force coalition began an offensive against Houthi fighters in late March. Masoud Shajara is chairman of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, one of over 50 organizations, reportedly, that have written to the UN Secretary General urging him to bring pressure on Saudi Arabia to end its military campaign in Yemen. Welcome. What do you hope to accomplish with this letter?
Well, we actually seeing that this sort of attack and bombardment of Yemenis, which has resulted in death and destruction in a country which is one of the poorest countries in the world, is not achieving anything whatsoever. And the situation as it is in Yemen, at the best of time, 90% of food and medicine is imported into a country. And the blockage of anything going in is creating huge catastrophe for the ordinary innocent civilians. And we actually feel that this needs to come to an end, and we need to find a political solution, because this military activity is bringing no solution whatsoever.
How would you move forward with a political solution?
I think the beginning of the political solution is actually the end of the bombardment. And as we know, and indeed all military experts will testify, that no war is won by bombing, and let alone bombing the infrastructure and the civilians. So really, I think at the outset, we need to stop the military action and through United Nations find the solution. And as I said, it's madness, because the current situation will bring no benefit to anyone, and is creating a huge catastrophe for one of the poorest countries in the world.
Could you describe the living conditions in Yemen and what these bombardments are doing?
Well, it's destroying what little infrastructure is there. It's becoming very indiscriminate, and many men, women, and children are perishing directly as a result of bombing, but also indirectly because food and medicine is not getting through. Hospitals are not functioning. There is no electricity. It really is a huge catastrophe, and all the international agencies are testifying to that. This is why we had such a huge number of people from civil society and NGOs right across the world writing this letter to the Secretary General of UN. Something needs to be done, and something needs to be done very urgently.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.